Our scripture reading this morning is from Acts chapter 10, verses 1 through 8. At Caesarea, there was a man named Cornelius, a centurion of what was known as the Italian cohort, a devout man who feared God with all his household and gave alms generously to the people and prayed continually to God. About the ninth hour of the day, he saw clearly in a vision an angel come in and say to him, "Cornelius." And he stared at him in terror and said, "What is it, Lord?" And he said to him, "Your prayers and your alms have ascended as a memorial before God. And now send men to Joppa and bring one Simon who is called Peter. He's lodging with Simon, a tanner, whose house is by the sea." When the angel who spoke to him had departed, he called two of his servants and a devout soldier from among those who attended him, and having related everything to them, he sent them to Joppa. We're grateful to have you with us this morning for our worship. Our speaker this morning will be Trevor Richt. Trevor is a student at Oklahoma Christian University. He finished his bachelor's degree there and is now finishing an MDiv. He's now a part of a church plant in that area and is preaching for that little church plant. With him is his wife, Anna Beth. Anna has her degree from Oklahoma Christian as well, and her specialty is children's ministry, which is interesting. So we're grateful to have both of them with us, and I think you'll enjoy his lesson as he comes to share it with us.
Good morning, everyone. Appreciate that. I love good mornings. My wife, Annabeth, and I, as Michael said, come from a church plant and a bakery. And one thing I love more than anything is a hearty good morning. So those of you who are in my class this morning, I said good morning twice because I want to make sure everyone's awake. So when I say good morning, I expect a really hearty, full one back. So we're going to try this one more time. Good morning, everyone. Oh, thank you. I just love that. I'm so excited to be here this morning, and I've loved getting to know everyone here at the 36th Street Church of Christ. If I haven't met you yet, I'd love to meet you after services today or even this evening. And as we begin our lesson today, I want you to know it's a little bit of a heavier and maybe a sharper topic. I want you to know that as I preach this message, I'm reminding myself of the same exact thing. So if I'm stepping on your toes, knowing that I'm crushing my own. And as we begin this morning, as I said, I've loved getting to know people around here. And one question that I have asked everyone when I remember to ask it is this: what is your least favorite flavor of ice cream? So the responses I've gotten back so far are lemon, strawberry. One person said they love vanilla, but not everything that's not vanilla, and one person said they love everything but vanilla. And this morning I talked to Barbara, and she said her least favorite flavor was Rocky Road, which is one of my favorite flavors of ice cream. So that hurt a little bit. But I wonder, although a lot of us might have their least favorite flavor of ice cream, I wonder how many of you would try this flavor from Windy Brow Farms. Last April, Windy Brow Farms surveyed the area of New Jersey and asked them, "What's your favorite food?" And almost unanimously, they responded back with pork rolls. So Windy Brow Farms did the most logical thing they could think of. They made it an ice cream flavor. And so as you can see from this picture, they partnered with Taylor Ham, and they created an ice cream that was vanilla and had little pieces of ham and French toast. Who here would try this flavor of ice cream? I got a few responses, which is pretty good. I didn't think I'd get any. And I think we may have some picky eaters out there. Some of you may not know, but there was a picky eater in the Bible. Today, I want us to look at the story of Peter and how God not only turned the tables on how we thought about food, but also God's plan for salvation. If you want to open your Bibles, we're going to be in Acts chapter 10, starting in verse 9 in a second. But as I said, this story is about how Peter understands God's plan for salvation. And the first step for God to break down Peter's heart began in his location. What we know from Peter is that in Acts chapter 9, he is in the city of Joppa, and he's staying with Simon the tanner. So first, we have Simon, who is a Jew. And as a Jew, Simon would have thought like a Jew. He would have been raised like a Jew. He would have done things like a Jew. And as a Jew, there are certain ways you remained clean or you became unclean. If you were a Jew, the one thing you could not do was touch a dead animal carcass. So if you were a Jew and you found yourself come up to a carcass, you could do a few things. You could walk up to it and just look it right where it is. If you were feeling really bold, you could smell it. If you really wanted to be crazy, you could run and jump over it. You could dance around the carcass all you wanted to. I mean, you could do anything as long as you did not touch it. And then on the other hand, we have Simon the tanner. People during this time, their occupations consumed their lives. And so it is likely that Simon had this tannery right next to his house, probably inside of his house. And as a tanner, Simon would have worked with dead animal carcasses. He would have used their hides to make leather and different products. And so Simon is constantly working with things, touching things, bringing things into his house that are unclean. And so we have Peter, who is in the home of Simon the tanner. I think this is step one to breaking down Peter's heart because he's already surrounded by unclean things. This is step one for Peter's heart to be broken down. Step two would require Peter's eyes to be opened while he was fast asleep. Let us read in Acts chapter 10, verses 9 through 16. You can follow along with me in your Bibles, or I have the scripture provided up here as well. And this is what it says. At about noon the next day, they were on their journey and approaching the city. Peter went up on the roof to pray. He became hungry and wanted something to eat, and while it was being prepared, he fell into a trance. He saw the heaven opened up and something like a large sheet coming down, being lowered to the ground by its four corners. In it were all kinds of four-footed creatures and reptiles and birds of the air. Then he heard a voice saying, "Get up, Peter, kill and eat." Then Peter said, "By no means, Lord, for I have never eaten anything profane or unclean." The voice said to him again, a second time, "What God has made clean, you must not call profane." This happened three times, and the thing was suddenly taken up to heaven. Peter was a good Jew. He knew that there were things that were clean, things that were unclean, so he thought he was doing what was best. And right now, Peter is living in the kingdom of me. There are some characteristics of the kingdom of me that I want us to think about today. First is that the belief that I know best. As I said, Peter was just doing what he had been taught his entire life. He wasn't doing anything different because he thought that he knew best. Also, in the kingdom of me, my priorities are most important. No matter what you say, no matter what you do, I'm going to remain the person I am because my priorities are most important. And two key points today is, first of all, this. I choose who receives the gospel and the kingdom of me. And also, I let my prejudices judge and control my interactions. These are two key points for the sermon today, and this is something that I want all of us to think about. And right now, Peter is involved in the kingdom of me. This is where he stands. This morning, I want you to be involved in my sermon with me. So in a second, we're going to reread verses 14 through 16. And as you can see on the slide, I have bolded and underlined some words. So at any point in the sermon today, when you see those bolded and underlined words, I want you to read them with me. I want us to see and experience how Peter changes his mind on what he thought was right. So let's reread verses 14 through 16, and as I said, when I get to these bolded and underlined words, read them with me. So let's begin. "But Peter said, 'By no means, Lord, for I have never eaten anything that is profane or unclean.' The voice said to him again, a second time, "What God has made clean, you must not call profane." This happened three times, and the thing was suddenly taken up to heaven. And as we get on, we're going to skip a few verses to verse 19. Peter is still reeling in his mind from what's going on. He doesn't really have a second to comprehend this vision that just happened. But as we read in verses 19 through 20, it says this: "While Peter was still thinking about the vision, the Spirit said to him, 'Look, three men are searching for you. Now get up, go down, and go with them without hesitation, for I have sent them.'" And in the book of Acts, when the Holy Spirit shows up, that's very important. It's something that we cannot think as, oh, it's just a happy occurrence. No, this is the Spirit of God saying, get up and go. God is breaking down Peter's heart, and he has no idea what is going up. He's still thinking about what he just saw, and he says, okay, well, I'm not sure what just happened, but I'm going to get up and go. I'm going to follow what the Spirit tells me. And this is what happens in verses 24 through 28. "The following day, they came to Caesarea. Cornelius was expecting them and had called together his relatives and close friends. On Peter's arrival, Cornelius met him and, falling at his feet, worshipped him. But Peter made him get up, saying, 'Stand up, I am only a mortal.' And as he talked with him, he went in and found many had assembled. And he said to them, 'You yourselves know that it is unlawful for a Jew to associate with or to visit a Gentile. But God has shown me that I should not call anyone profane or unclean.'" Peter was a Jew. Cornelius was a Gentile. And back in that day, Jews and Gentiles did not associate. Jews and Gentiles mixed like water and oil. They mixed like mountaineers and terrapins or panthers. They mixed like vegans in an all-you-can-eat barbecue rib buffet. I mean, they just did not go together. And yet in the story, we have Peter and Cornelius. We have Jew and Gentile, and we have clean and clean. Peter would not have considered Cornelius to be a clean person according to the law, because he was a Gentile. But God considered him clean. And this is finally the point where we're going to get to in Acts 10, verses 34 through 36. We're going to see a change in the Peter, change with Peter. He's finally been through all of this, being with Simon the tanner, being called by the Spirit to go, seeing the vision from God while he was asleep. And he was at step three right now, where he was just with Cornelius and everyone who had gathered, and this is what happens in verses 34 through 36. "Then Peter began to speak, 'I now realize how true is that God does not show favoritism, but accepts from every nation the one who fears him and does what is right. You know the message God sent to the people of Israel, announcing the good news of peace through Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all.'" The light bulb goes on. The gears begin to turn in Peter's mind. He's like, it makes sense now. I realize that what I've been doing is not right. I thought I knew what was best, but God knows what is best. And this is the transition where Peter moves from the kingdom of me into the kingdom of we. See, Peter believed that he used to know best. But now, here's a belief that he knows that God knows what is best. Peter used to think, well, my priorities are most important, but now he realizes God's priorities are the most important. And the key point for this passage is that Peter would have chosen who receives the gospel, who gets to hear about Jesus Christ, and now everyone receives the gospel. And Peter used to let his prejudices judge his actions. He would not have gone near a Gentile if his life had depended on it, and now he changed to this. I have no prejudices, because everyone belongs in God's kingdom. For Peter, Gentiles were his pork roll ice cream, because he wanted to have no association with them. But the Spirit scooped Peter up and sprinkled some truth on him. God's plan for salvation was not just for the Jews. It is now including Gentiles. It is for everyone. And that is something we have to think about today. We often live in the kingdom of me. When it comes to sharing God, acting towards others like God, we choose who deserves to receive that. We look at the differences of the world and say, we can't be around each other. We let our differences and prejudices build walls between us and other people. We look at others and say, well, you don't like the same foods that I do, and so we put a brick down. Or we say, you are an Ohio fan? West Virginia is the best team. We can't be friends, and so we put a brick down. We look at others and say, well, your skin is different than mine, so we can't associate, and we put another brick down. And we lay brick after brick after brick. And then we realize, oh, we should share the gospel, and I've built up so many walls that I can look out and I see someone and say, you're exactly like me. You deserve to hear the message of God, the word of God, the gospel, Jesus Christ. And when we do this, we are building up the kingdom in our own image and not in the image of God. We can't be like that. We cannot be in the kingdom of we. We must be in the kingdom of we. The kingdom of we breaks down all the walls that we have built up, because the kingdom of we transcends all human barriers and prejudices. That is the most important thing that we have to realize. Salvation in the gospel is for everyone, regardless of age, gender, race, and ethnicity. Just as Peter realized, it's not just for the Jews, it's for everyone. We have to realize the kingdom is not for just the people who look like me and who are like me, but it is for everyone. Peter had the Gentiles as his pork roll ice cream. And so my question today for you is this. Who is your pork roll ice cream? Who is that person, those individuals, that group of people that you do not associate with, that if you were walking down the street and you saw them coming, you would run the other way or cross because you do not want to be around them? Who are they for you? Today, I encourage you to step away from the kingdom of me and into the kingdom of we. I want you to embrace your pork roll ice cream. Because if you let your pork roll ice cream sit, it will melt and fade away. Our call is to spread the good news of Jesus Christ to everyone. And that means everyone. So when you tell yourself you would have no association with a person, it's time to start association. Try to associate with them now. Make that your goal. Make every day a new opportunity to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with everyone you come into contact with. And so this morning as we end, if there are any of you out there who maybe you've heard the gospel, you've heard the good news about Jesus Christ, maybe you are someone's pork roll ice cream and you want to be baptized, well, come forward. But also, if there's anything that is going on in your life and you want prayers or you want someone to talk to, the church is a family together. And when our family hurts, we hurt with them. So if there's anything we can do today, please come as we stand and sing.